Well, hello everyone on Audio Boom. Boom! It's Paul Hopkins with February Day. Oh, 14. Happy Valentine's. Oh dear, no, it's the 18th really, isn't it? So each time we're going to go 2 days further away from the actual... Yeah, I'm still getting confused about that. But anyway, February 14, I think we're on. Talking about white lies. And everyone's going to play, tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies, and all that. But no, I decided not to. It would mean me having to go and get the song. I thought I'd had it, but I don't. Anyway, let me just turn this down a bit. Oh no, I'm going about to turn the wrong one down. That's the one I want. That's going away there. Oh, bloody hell, who's banging upstairs? I don't want to shout. This is the kind of house I'm living in at the moment. It's just utter chaos. That bang just went straight through my floor, you know, from the ceiling down through my chest. I should be having words if it continues. Yeah, white lies. Any lie is a lie, isn't it? Don't know. Sometimes it's really hard to be honest. We covered this to some extent, honesty, didn't we? Whether it's right or not to be honest about things. But is it ever right to lie? And I was going to be fairly sort of light-hearted about this. And then I was listening to some other booms. Not on the same subject, actually. But first, I'm going to do my little segue. Thank you to everyone for comments that they've made on my booms, my Februaries. Melanie and Gwen Leon, I think, in the main, were discussing movies at one point on my movies boo. And then Gwen Leanne has commented variously on my booms, which she does, which is great. So thank you for that, Shannon. In particular, she said a few booms back when I was talking about going to church, or not going to church, sorry, and my intent, and said that I was a heathen. Well, look, I know you didn't call me a heathen, as in you were joking. I know that. As far as I'm concerned, didn't need an immediate response, because I thought, you know, I knew that you'd know that you were joking. Yeah, that's it. You'd know I'd know that you're joking, and I do. So it's cool. Not at all. It's funny. Heathen and all that. And then you said some very nice things regarding my faith in the context of the last boom, the last February, random acts of kindness. So I started thinking about little white lies anyway. And, I think someone else commented as well. Oh, that's what Top Cold, that's what Michael was using. I already told him that. I'm using a Shure MV88. It's very good. Clips into the bottom of your microphone. Clips into the bottom of your iPhone, or iPhone, iPad, iPod, lightning connection, does it that way. It's very good. But thinking about little white lies, and you know, there's the ones my mum used to have, all these sayings like, oh, you know, if you told on someone, she'd say telltale twit, your tongue will split, and all the little doggies will have a little bit. And she had this weird saying, where are you going, Mum? Off my head to see how far it is. Or, what was the other one? Something like, down the road to meet a black man, or something. Some really weird things, but this is back in the late 70s, early 80s. And I was thinking, I don't know, white lies that I've been told are probably more around nothing that I can think of that I particularly believed for a long time because someone told me a white lie. Oh yeah, she did. I just remembered some. One white lie was, I'd got back home, we'd been out somewhere as a family, and we got back home and she gave me some Coke that was clearly flat and not really fit for purpose. All its fizz had gone. And she gave me a glass of this Coke. And I said, oh, okay. It's a bit flat. It's got no fizz, Mum. And she said, it's Coke squash. It's Coke squash. So, you know, like orange squash, but this is Coke squash. And then I was like, yeah. And I had it. I remember saying to her once, I was suspicious about some sausages I was eating. And I ate them, and they were actually all right. But I don't know on what basis I decided they were, but they were, I remember. And she asked me, oh, so did you like those sausages? Were they all right? And I think it's because she'd had them for a long time and sort of getting rid of them, and sort of was quite surprised that I was okay with them, but then didn't want to tell me. So, yeah. And then parents do things like that, don't they? They tell you. But then I thought, and without getting into it too seriously and too much and too heavily about it, I was listening to Shannon, to Gwen Leanne, and she was talking about having seizures, and that she's had a seizure at this afternoon tea thing that she goes to. And the lie has been told her that it's not okay to tell people about it, or that it's not it, or that, you know, you should be used to them by now, or blah blah blah, which is crazy, isn't it? Because, you know, you can't be used to them, because every situation that you're having that episode in is going to be different. And I got to thinking, why do, you know, most lies aren't so white after all, are they really? It's almost like a white witch saying that they're not really a witch. And then the black witches go, yeah, you are, you're still a witch, but you're trying to pretend that you're all nice and naturey, but we all still believe in the same magic kind of thing. You know, I don't quite know where white lies come from, but that's what made me make that connection. But anyway, back to Gwen Leanne. I'm doing sort of little windows here. But back to Gwen Leanne, I think, and to Shannon, my message would be that actually hiding these things and telling the white lie, or allowing the white lie to exist, that is the one that says that, yeah, I'm okay, I don't need help, is not going to play to the fear of going out, for example, for concern as to what might happen when you do. Actually, you do need those safe places where you can be yourself, and, you know, if you have a seizure, then that's okay. And so I wonder whether moving forward that would be a good thing, you know, to go to that tea thing again, because they probably will end up, if it gets popular enough in the end, organising social things and things you can do. And I know you go to church and things like that, but I think being honest about it, and I think that people do want to be of help. So you can't always believe the lies, unintentionally or otherwise, that people tell you. At some point you have to say, no, I am choosing not to believe that, or I'm choosing not to receive that. And then you can, you know, maybe just find it even a little easier to move forward with some of the things that you want to continue to do or do anew. And it sounds like you've got a good friend in Tracy who doesn't need you to lie about how you are. And so maybe you could extend that sphere of influence to include other people that know you well enough that you can be honest with. But you should be able to be. You should. You know, there's a lot more awareness now of disability, and whether that be seen or unseen disability. So don't let the little white lies become the big lies that often they allude to. Often they prelude. Often they fanfare. No, we don't want that. So those are my thoughts, a bit unexpectedly, regarding white lies. I'm sure I could think of lots of funny ones, you know, seeing the dark, biting carrots, eat your crust so your hair won't grow curly, or will grow curly, I don't know. I didn't want curly hair anyway. Why would the hell would I eat my crusts? So I thought. And then I thought, why the hell would I eat carrots? I'm bloody blind. I'm going to get any better sight, am I? What? I'm going to see more of what I don't see already. Oh. So I always had an answer for everything, as you can imagine. So yes, little white lies in the main to me ended up with a response from me, which is like, yeah, right. I will go for now, and I'll speak to you all tomorrow. And until then, have a good rest of the morning, afternoon, evening, wherever this boom finds you. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.